want to speak on this whole tire slip situation thing on Roblox. I mean, honestly, I stopped playing Roblox back in, like, years ago. Alright, and now that I know about this whole entire situation with Roblox allowing bad actors on their platform, I will never play that game ever again. Never. And then it's all these risque games that they have on their platform that they don't want to take down, and then the news has to cover it for them to actually do something. And then what I think they should do is just unban Schlepp. And I don't mean on his one account, I mean like all of his accounts. Because all he did was try to get rid of bad actors on Roblox, and they shut him down for that. They removed him off the platform for that. I can't say the actual things on TikTok because, you know, they just want to keep bad actors on their platform, and that's not a good thing. It isn't. And to parents out there who are watching this, please do not allow your children to play Roblox. Ever. Until this gets fixed. And not only that, that's a problem within itself that the CEO of Roblox actually supports this. We can't allow them to do this, y'all. We can't. Because due to the fact that y'all are allowing bad actors to be on the platform on Roblox, where there's kids and stuff, that sets a bad example for a gaming platform. And then they have all these bathroom simulator games up and stuff, which is disgusting. And then them banning Schlepp was quote-unquote a chain reaction of things to come. A lot of things are happening because of it. They're getting sued by the state of Louisiana. Chris Henson came out of retirement. The CEO of Roblox actually got his account terminated and all this other stuff. And there's two things I hope Roblox gets out of this. Number one, for them to be banned in more countries. Or number two, to fix everything. But one thing we need to get set straight is that Schlepp isn't a vigilante. He works with law enforcement.